This is In the Blackwater Woods by Mary Oliver. She writes, "Look, the trees are turning their own bodies into pillars of light, are giving off the rich fragrance of cinnamon and fulfillment. The long tapers of cattails are bursting and floating away over the blue shoulders of the ponds. And every pond, no matter what its name, is nameless now. Every year, everything I have ever learned in my lifetime leads back to this. The fires and the black river of loss, whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go." For weeks now, we have been talking about letting go. Our story of the camel and the eye of the needle, and now this favorite ritual, the annual ritual of the taking up and the letting go. For years now, at this time of year, so often thick with promises, sometimes delusional, sometimes kind of a pet annual promise broken annually, bakers and the makers of sweets have told me that business dips every year for a few weeks. Right now, while we all hunker down and we try to eat and we try to exercise like we know we should, but sure enough, the siren call of gluten sings out to all the clientele, and we all come back in a few weeks later, and business is back to usual. But this ritual is a little bit different. You're invited to write on these two pieces of paper. On the flimsy one, you're invited to write something that you want to let go of. Maybe something that you're already in the process of letting go. This you will bring forward in a little bit and will put into the flame. And you actually physically let go of it, and it's quite magical. And then, on the other, on the sturdier paper, on this one, you write your heart's desire for the coming year. For years now, I have carried that piece of paper in my wallet for the entire year, checking back in with it, seeing how I was doing. I'm happy to report that I made some fairly good progress on this year's goal. So, something you want to grow into, and something you want to let go. To live in this world, the poet says three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go. To live in this world, to thrive in this world, we orient ourselves over and over towards truth. We strive to embrace the stirrings of wisdom when they whisper into our ears, when they enter our minds, when they flash in our hearts. Especially now, in this time of change. And change, of course, is no one's favorite. Even though it happens to be the fundamental truth of the universe, still somehow we think this fundamental truth might also change. But so far, it hasn't yet. Change is the one constant. I see this so clearly now as we come to the end of our ministry with you. I think of the church we were called to serve so many years ago. Many of you were here, many of you were not. Over these many years, there has been so much good. It has been our joy and our privilege to serve you, to serve this mission that we hold dear. And now we begin the process of letting go. We love you. We love this thing we have built together, and we have so much faith in you. We have so much faith in the leadership, in the staff, in all of you. We know that you will build on this strong foundation we have built over these many years. South Church is a wonderful place because of all of you.